The chief of the Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations is upset RCMP officers were dispatched to break up a weekend Sundance ceremony. Mounties went to Beardy's and Okemosis Cree Nation on Sunday, where about 35 people had been gathered. FSIN Chief Bobby Cameron says public health orders do not supersede First Nation laws and treaties.
Our ceremonies, our Sundances, our sweat lodges, our pipe ceremonies will continue, and no matter what.
A public health order in Saskatchewan limits gatherings to 10 people. Cameron says the ceremonies must go on, and they can't move online. The chief of Canoe Lake Cree First Nation says the public health order restricting northern travel and check stops staffed by conservation officers need to come to an end. Francis Iron says it's causing more harm than good. Iron says COs are being too strict on what essential services are and even threatening some people. He says he was not consulted on the check stops, but that the province needs to trust northern communities more during COVID-19.
Each community is taking their own precautions. Like, we've got our own roadblock. We're being safe as we can. You know, we're on complete lockdown. It's like the government is not putting trust in these communities in the Northwest, and that's where it's becoming a big problem, and they're creating a gap now.
A government spokesperson says the travel restrictions imposed on the North will be upheld with little exception. The Saskatchewan Health Authority says it is bringing in a managed alcohol program to La Loche. Liquor stores there have been closed to try to tame the outbreak of COVID-19. Controlled doses of alcohol will be provided to people who are severely dependent and could go into severe withdrawal. The sale of alcohol was suspended for 2 weeks at the request of village leaders to help discourage gatherings. A 61-year-old man is recovering after falling through ice on a lake near LaRange on Monday afternoon. Mounties received a call around 2:30 that two men had potentially gone missing on Namibin Lake, about 25 kilometers northwest of LaRange. Police say the two had been traveling by airboat to a cabin on the lake when it broke down. They attempted to retrieve the airboat with a snowmobile, but it broke through the ice. RCMP spokesperson Rob King says officers then received a second call.
They're in responding to that call. We got another call that someone had seen a male walking across the ice out in the middle of the lake a few kilometers offshore. They were watching them with binoculars, and then suddenly they looked away, went to look back, and then the male was gone. So they thought the person had fallen through the ice.
Another witness says the man was able to pull himself back onto the ice surface but remained stuck. It then took emergency responders about 2 hours to secure a private helicopter to rescue the man. A state of emergency could be declared on the Waterhen Lake First Nation. Band Council is considering the move after several recent suicide attempts in the community and the death of a 14-year-old girl. Councillor Dustin Ross Fiddler says COVID-19 restrictions are greatly impacting people's mental health.
Social isolation and social distancing, we know they'll be going on for a while. And the question's going to shift to, are we going to be losing people to COVID, or are we going to be losing people to suicide and mental health issues? And starting to weigh those risks and benefits.
The councillor says he knows of about 10 suicide attempts in the past 3 weeks, but estimates the number is even greater. Voting has begun in the Lac La Ronge Indian Band election. There are 6 candidates running for the position of chief, and one of them is Jude Ratt. Ratt says he would make a good chief because he has experience working with the band. He says one of his top priorities, if elected, would be making the band self-sufficient, and he has ideas on how to do this.
I think expanding our businesses through the band to bring in more income would be one of the top things.
Online voting continues until May 25th, and in-person voting will be done May 25th and 26th. The Congress of Aboriginal People says the $250 million in funding it received as part of a federal COVID-19 fund is inadequate and discriminatory. The organization represents First Nations, Inuit, and Métis people living off-reserve and in urban centers. CAP is taking the federal government to court, claiming the funding allocation contravenes the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Earlier this month, Indigenous Services Minister Mark Miller acknowledged $15 million specifically allocated for organizations providing services to people living off reserve or in urban centers was not enough.